Hello and welcome to a special bonus episode of the Coastline Covenant podcast starring you all. I sat in the fellowship hall last Sunday while we were stuffing eggs for a big Easter egg hunt, and I asked people to tell me about their fast, tell me what God taught them in the 3-day, 2-day, 1-day, or several hour fast that they completed alongside different members of Coastline Covenant Church. So this is a really fun episode because we get to hear from other people. People have really awesome experiences. I hear really awesome stories, and it was just great to be able to listen for a little bit. So sit back, enjoy, and be thankful for the way that God is moving in Coastline Covenant Church. Thank you for listening, and we will see you this Tuesday with a brand new episode. Okay, hi, I'm here with
Donna Chamberlain.
Hi, Donna. Okay, so you fasted this week. How many days did you fast?
Well, I started at the beginning, Ash Wednesday, and I'm going to continue for the whole Lenten season. I love sugar. So I said, I want to give up sugar, especially after dinner. I like my dessert. So I'm going to give that up, but I want to do something in place of it. And so my husband and I decided to do the 40 days of reading.
Mm-hmm. Are you enjoying that?
I love it. And it's just put me closer to the Lord, because I didn't become a Christian till I was in my late 50s. So this is so cool. And I'm reading and I'm understanding. And I also am watching The Chosen, so right. I put it all together.
Very cool.
So, and I love this church.
Yes.
I've never been so excited to go to church.
Well, that's awesome.
So.
Well, thank you for sharing that. What a nice treat. I'm here with
Joyce Kelly.
Hi, Joyce. So you fasted. Did you do the 3-day? What did you end up doing?
The 3-day people are my heroes. I did a 1-day, and to be specific, I did 18 hours.
Okay, 18 hours.
7 of which I slept.
Smart. That's a good way. You got to work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, there we go.
So
there we go.
What was the biggest thing you learned after that fast?
I learned that I could go a long time without getting hungry, but when I do, each section of time that goes by is exponentially harder.
Right.
You know, the last few hours, I was looking at the clock, just couldn't wait. I had my food picked out, what I was going to eat. I had my granola bar unwrapped and ready to ravage it.
Yeah, you planned it. We don't normally plan meals like that, but when it's post-fast, yeah. What's one thing you feel like God taught you?
Oh, absolutely. This was my first fast. In all these long years I've lived, it was my first fast. It was, I have to say, amazing. I felt weak, not weak from lack of food, but weak from lack of power. I felt a little broken. I felt very humble. And it was a real change for me, who always wants to be first chair at everything.
Yeah.
And I think that's what God was teaching me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the Joyce I may want to see more often. And I love it.
Yeah.
I really want that again.
That's
Hunter.
Awesome. So when's the next time you're going to fast?
I'm thinking next week.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you got to keep us updated. I would love that. Well, thank you for sitting and talking with us. And it's so awesome to hear. I did a day fast as well. I only did 1 day.
Uh-huh.
And I really am excited to do it again.
Yes, yes,
wait.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
sweet.
Great.
Thanks,
well, thank
Joyce.
You.
Yeah, thank you. I'm here with
Liam Hurley.
Hi, Liam.
Hi, Hunter.
So did you fast?
Yes, I did for like a day.
A day?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good. I wanted to do it, but like I didn't wake up the morning. I was like, oh man, I'm going to fast. Like I woke up late and I went to school and I forgot to eat breakfast. And I was like, oh man, I'm fasting. Let's go. But yeah. It was good for like the first like couple of hours, but like only being stuck to like water and electrolytes, like it gets you after a little bit. To all the people who did it for 3 days, good for you guys. Like I could never. I want to, but like
it's really impressive.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
What did you miss the most in the day of fasting?
I mean, the obvious answer is like food.
What food?
Ooh, man. Honestly, in the moment, I probably would have eaten anything. But like, honestly, like a good In-N-Out burger would have been like hit the spot. Like
no ice cream?
I'm, you know, I sort of like, I don't know anyone who like has like ice cream like readily available, so like I can't really like do anything like that.
Do you feel like God taught you anything important in this fast? Anything big?
In the beginning, I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm so hungry, so hungry. But then I tried to like focus more on like God near the end of it. I wish I could have done a little bit more, focus on God like a little bit more throughout like all of it. But like near the end, like I sort of was just like, okay, I just need to be patient. Sort of just like, instead of just like waiting for like your turn to like speak and like with like his plan, so just like and stuff like that, just like listen to him, like know what he wants instead of just like constantly trying to push what you are trying to do. So I just found myself like listening, like just being ready for what God had to say, what God had to teach me. I just wish I sort of like implemented that mindset through like all of that, like all of that day.
That's really powerful, Liam.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
I'm sitting here with returning podcast guest,
Sue McKenzie.
Sue McKenzie, you said you kind of fasted this week.
I kind of fasted.
Tell me about it.
Well, thinking of, the whole day thing.
Yeah. So
not a
couple hours.
So I basically skip breakfast and then do lunch.
Yeah. That's every day.
Yeah, I did that the 3 days. And the reason why I did that, because I had done that before, like years ago, but I used to do it every one day a week, every week.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that that really, what did it do? I'm not sure what it did. Like, I don't want to put it in an equation. I don't think God works in equations. But I will say the correlation was that I heard him speak more clearly, and I enjoyed that, and I had always thought I would like to get back to that, and just needed a little push.
Nice.
So it was the perfect little push to get me back into that, and so I'm excited about that.
Have you been doing something for Lent? Have you been giving anything up for Lent?
Yes, I decided to give up sweets.
Oh my gosh.
Which I try and do generally anyway, but this... you know, and I'm not perfect at it, and but I have a bad habit of eating sweets late at night, and that's just not good anyway, so, you know.
How's that been?
It's been fine.
Good. Props to you, Sue McKenzie. You're doing great. You're hearing God speak
more
clearly.
But, you know, Skinny Pop is always a great substitute.
Yeah, I think we could do a whole episode on the things that we chose to do instead of what we gave up for Lent.
Well, isn't it true that you all, it's so human of us to give up something and then replace it with something else that's not God.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, that's the whole, like that, if you've been listening to the podcast in this season, that's the theme that keeps coming. Everybody who says I gave something up, it's like, but I just choose to do this instead. When Garrick talks about pacing around his TV room, it's
right,
like,
right.
Yeah, we know why.
And you know, I think, you know, baby steps towards getting to a better place. We're not going to become, you know, that's sanctification, you know, it's a lifetime of doing things like that. So like this time I did notice when I got hungry, I would stop and pray, where in a normal morning, I probably would not do that. So yes, definitely grows me in that respect. So that's cool. So yeah, so I gave up sweets, and then I'm also doing the daily reading, which also takes more time, and but I'm enjoying that as well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sitting and talking. You didn't kind of fast. You definitely fasted. You definitely had something to share. So thank you, Sue, for sitting down and talking to us.
Of course.
Okay, so Melinda, you're on the podcast last week talking about fasting. The
yes.
fasting is done. How
yes.
was it for you this week, personally?
I loved it. And I know that sounds crazy, but it was really great. I had a great time. In that it was fun to know everyone else was doing it together, and it felt like the 3 days, like more people were jumping on as we were going through the 3 days, but I had never done 3 days before. So yeah, it was great. I definitely feel like there were things I was bringing to God, and he heard, and then he decided to illuminate some other things.
Wow.
Specifically.
Just like we talked
about.
Just like we talked about.
I kind of like knew it was coming.
That's hysterical. So you did no food for 3 days.
No food for 3 days. I had bone broth twice in those 3 days.
Yeah.
Because just needed to
had to do,
do
what
that.
You had to do.
Yeah.
I will say that I did one day, and knowing that so many other people in Coastline were doing it was to me the greatest.
Yeah.
I knew I can go into the office And I can commiserate with Garrick and with Nikki and Michelle, not with Sean.
Nope, not with Sean.
He didn't start with us. But it was just, that was just really cool, and it was really unifying in that sense. And so thank you for all the work you did. Have people been just like reaching out and saying how much they loved it, or have you been getting really negative feedback about the fast?
I have to say, my community group, we all broke our fast together, and it is the one time that everyone was there early / on time to eat. It was hilarious. It was the most rowdy bunch, and I think everybody really got something out of it, and it was really... it was really great. I'm glad we did it. Fasting is not something you have to only do during Lent. It can be for other times throughout the year. And I hope we do it corporately again.
I agree. I hope we do it corporately. And I think that was my biggest reflection. Like, I'm actually excited to do this again soon. I loved doing it. Are you going to try to implement this into your spiritual life moving forward more now that you have this one?
Yeah. I think I do want to do that.
Yeah.
Whether it's for specific things or... things coming up. Sean and I talked about maybe even like on Good Friday. I often call Good Friday Black Friday, and it's
funny.
A real problem.
That's really funny.
We talked about maybe doing that. But yeah, I think it is something we'll keep doing.
Melinda, thank you so much. Very exciting. I'm glad you survived and you broke your fast with the community group, which is definitely how it should be.
Yeah, it was great. I'm really proud of Coastline.
All right, I am here with
Jenny Kotke.
Hi, Jenny. So tell me, did you fast this week?
I did, Hunter. I ended up doing all 3 days.
Nice. You did not plan on doing all three.
No. Oh, you can see by the look on my face. You can hear it in my voice, I'm assuming, but by the look on my face, I didn't.
Okay.
Can I tell you why?
I would love to hear why.
Because the week before, I actually fasted for a day for work so that we had some colleagues that needed some real prayer. I barely made it. I was counting down the last hour going,
So you did all 3 days.
I did all 3 days. And I had shared this with Garrett because we're in the same community group that I not only fasted from food, but the Lord just kept asking me to give him more. He's like, Jenny, your world is noisy. So no TV, no social media. And so being a single woman who works from home and being by herself, it was really quiet. But he needed more. So the food was one thing, but he asked for more. And the one thing that really amazed me is every morning I woke up with like a worship song just ringing in my head. And the whole day I was just worshiping. I was not hungry once. So, like I told you, the week before, I barely made it. And so this week I did 3. And it was just so cool how God said, I need more of you, Jenny, because I'm going to do more through you this week. So that was my story.
That's so rad. Okay. Question.
Yes.
You weren't going to do all 3 days. Does day one end and you're like, I'm going to try again tomorrow? Was it you woke up on day two? You're like, I'm going to do it today. Like, I'm wondering what your brain was saying to make you do three days.
Well, he told me before I started, it's like, I want you to do 3 days. I'm like, I can't.
No chance.
And I was like, the first morning, I'm like, I'm out. I don't have to do it.
Yeah.
They didn't tell me I had to do that. No. They just said, ask the Lord what he asks of you and do it. I'm like, well, no one's going to know. But I knew the Lord said, do all 3. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to make it. I already knew going into it, I wasn't going to make it. So I think that's what blessed me waking up going, no, Jenny, we can do it. You can't, but we can.
Oh, that is great. That is a phenomenal, phenomenal thing to share. I bet so many people resonate with this.
I hope so.
Who wanted to step in, scared to step in, and then God really did something amazing. Jenny, thank you so much. Did you drink coffee on your fast?
I did.
Good.
I had one cup a day.
You have to do something. You know, you have to have a little bit of treat.
There you go.
You got to do it. Thanks, Jenny. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Perfect. I'm here with Janine Hanger. So you fasted?
I did.
Did you do the 3 days?
I did 2.5.
Nice. That's very impressive. How was it?
It was good. Actually, I had to get over myself and be okay with, like, I'm one of those, like, we're going to go for it. And I was going to do all 3. And then I did 2.5, and that was okay. I am the worst at fasting the first 8 hours. That's my least favorite part.
And that's like the easy part.
It should be.
Like, truly.
You would think.
I'm just not eating right now.
Yeah.
And then it gets harder.
But like the moment that I decide that I'm now the fast has started, I feel hungry.
The mental shift.
And then I want to give up for the first like 4 or 5 hours. I just like, I could just give up. Why am I doing this? I don't have to do this.
But you did.
I did.
What do you feel like God taught you? If anything.
That's a great question. I think it just was a constant reminder throughout the day of God, period. Like, it just was, oh, yeah, he's with me. Oh, yeah, he's with me. Oh, yeah, he sustains us.
I love that.
Which is good.
It doesn't have to be, like, a specific thing. We've had people come on, talk about specific things. Jenny came on and talked about God moving in a specific way, which is awesome. But I also like the broad. That was my experience as well of, like, fasting for a bit and being, like, I'm just more cognizant of God's presence today.
Mm-hmm.
And that was nice.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
Are you going to fast again soon?
Soon. I will fast again.
There you go.
Yeah.
I will fast
probably
again.
Not next week, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe 2 weeks.
I will do it again.
Maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe 3 weeks. Well, thank you, Janine.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Thanks.
I'm here with a friend of mine, Michelle. Hello, Michelle. Did you fast this week?
I did. I fasted all 3 days.
All 3 days?
Yes.
How was it?
I actually felt really good the whole time.
Nice.
Like, physically was able to do it really well.
Able to come to youth group and
I know, yeah.
Still party,
be around
yeah.
pizza.
Yeah.
Clean up pizza.
Yeah, no,
and
no temptation.
Somewhat
there.
Be tempted by it, but
yeah.
It was
what
good.
Were some of the big takeaways from your fast?
I think for me, what I've been realizing stepping into Lent in general is the distractions have been a big point in my life where I'm like, okay, why is it that it's hard for me to spend time with God right now? And so leading up to fasting, giving up like not watching TV, not being on social media. And then when I was like, okay, so maybe food is the reason why it's been difficult to step in my devotional time with God. And then when that was removed and there still wasn't that like longing to be like, I'm going to sit down for an hour and read my Bible and journal. I realized that like there is definitely an intimidation of like, I don't know if I want to hear what God has to tell me.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a good, helpful revelation. I don't know if that is a... It's honest.
That's
it's not
really good.
It's not something I would want anybody else to be in, but it's definitely an honest place where I'm at right now. So I appreciated the fast for that.
I think that's a pretty common theme as we talk specifically this week about the fast, but just Lent in general, the things we do to fill our hearts and fill our time and how we do everything we can to just not sit and listen. And so I think you're nailing something that a lot of people feel but maybe wouldn't want to admit. So thank you for being honest, Michelle. I appreciate that. When is the next time you're going to do a fast?
I think I want to do it more regularly.
Yeah.
I was in a season years ago where I was doing it every Thursday.
Wow.
My husband and I would do it together. And it
love
was
it.
It was very helpful. So I think I'm getting ready to start doing it like on a weekly basis. Not a 3 day.
Yeah, not 3 days. That's not sustainable.
At least like 2 meals on a day. So.
Yeah, I wonder if we can't get some sort of like Coastline group doing a fast every week. It seems to be really something we all want to do and jump into. So you might get to lead it. So congrats.
Yes.
You just volunteered yourself. Thank you, Michelle.
I'd be here for it.
Yeah,
thanks.
Awesome. I am here with
Amy Nanny
and Piper Nanny.
Okay. I was just moseying around the crowd and a little birdie came up to me and said, you gotta get these guys on. So you guys fasted this week.
Yes.
How was it?
Interesting.
Interesting. Why?
It was my first time.
Uh-huh.
Didn't think I was going to make it. Just really felt like I needed to push myself to try it for the first time.
Did you do 3 days?
I did two.
Yeah.
Two
I did one. I could only do one.
It was hard.
Yeah, it was hard. How many days did you do?
So I did 1 day.
Nice.
I probably could have done 2 days, but 1 day was max. I couldn't do any more.
Probably fine for you to just do 1 day. Growing. So what do you feel like God taught you in the fast?
Wait, say that again?
What do you feel like God taught you during the fast?
So he taught me that, like, you're not always going to get what you need. Like, you're not always going to get something. And some people out there don't have food, a home, or anything. So just be thankful for what you have.
Yeah, that's really good. What about you?
I think it was just very personal. I didn't go into it expecting anything huge or any big revelation or anything. I think it was just me wanting to, like, be very... It was just very personal. I wanted to, like, grow my faith. It was quiet time with me and God. Just being very purposeful and intentional about my time with the Lord and praying about some things that I hadn't stopped doing other things and making time to just think about those things.
So it was like a holistic thing. You fasted and you felt like you entered kind of the new space. I love that. That is awesome. And so a question I'm asking people is, you going to do it again?
For sure.
Yeah, right?
For sure.
Yeah, I'll do it again.
Yeah. As we keep talking to people, and I'm sure you guys resonate with this, it's just like, yeah, I want to do it again. I want to do it again.
Yeah,
so
for
I think
sure.
You should.
It was a good experience to take a first step, and it was so helpful to do it with others, because when you're struggling or when you're like, I don't think I can do this anymore, this is so hard, and the Zoom calls, and just knowing like you weren't alone, which we're never alone, but like knowing that other people were experiencing that for the first time was so encouraging. And then it was bonding, and it was cool to go to community group and then discuss it together, and it was really cool. It was definitely something I'll do again, and it grew my faith for sure. So
I love that. Well, thank you guys so much for coming up and talking. That was great. Thank you guys. And when we start the fast group, you guys can lead it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. And stay tuned for a new episode of the Coastline Covenant podcast coming this Tuesday.